Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Trumas Daf Yud in the Oiz V'Oder edition, Perek Rishon, towards the beginning of Halacha Beis. So the Mishnah told us that if a person does Truma from Zeisim al Shemen, from olives and oil, or from grapes and wine, it's not Truma. It's not work that way. So the Gemara brings, the Mishnah later will tell us that when you do Truma, Midovah Shaloi Nigmar Melachtoi, and Dovah Shaloi Melachtoi, something which is a null being processed, something which is a complete process, you should not do the Truma, but the ever that works. So what's the difference between the Mishnah Kamon and the Mishnah over here? And the first answer of the Gemara was because of the Toirach, because it's a lot of work to process grapes and olives, and the Gemara asked a question about that, and that's what we left off with. Says the Gemara now in Daf Yud Amud Aleph on top, Rav Mana Loi Omar Ken. Rav Mana did not say that answer. Ela Shehu Mevakesh Litroim Lefi Shemen Ve'eino Toirim Ela Lefi Zeisim. Says, you know what the problem is with olives and oil? Olives produce, relatively speaking, a small amount of oil. So when you take olives and you press them, you need to take a large amount of olives in order to get to the amount of oil. You take 4 seah of olives in order to produce 2 seah of oil. So that's the problem. A person's going to take not enough. He's going to want to do truma from olives and oil, but he won't take enough oil, the amount that needs to be oil for the oil he wants to be tamed. He's going to take amount of olives, which is a lesser amount. Meaning, the truth is, if he has 98 seah of oil, he should take 2 seah of oil, which is 4 seah of olives. But he won't do that. He will only take 2 seah of olives, which is only 1 seah of oil. That's not enough. Says the Gemara, Hagatz v'cho. Okay, so think to yourself, Shetarm lefi shemen. What happens if he did do trumo based on the right amount? So according to that, it will work. That's how you can explain the Mishnah. Says, Kedoin avatken, Zman chorin lo avatken. He says, yeah, even if today he's doing it correctly, eventually, one day you'll make a mistake and you'll take not enough of olives. And in addition, El de Chavrei Chamile, his friend will see him. His friend will see him and say, oh, look at this guy, he's taking so much olives. Why are you taking that much of olives? He says, okay, that guy is trying, he wants to bring a lot of truma. Very nice, call a kavod to him. But I'm not intending to give so many olives. I'm going to give less olives. And he will cause his friend to not give enough truma. Now continues the Gemara and says, Chizki Omar, Loi Omri L'Zeisim Al Hashemin V'Anovim Al Yain. They only spoke about olives and oil and grapes and wine. Hashar called Dvorim Loi, but other things not. Now most of the Mefarshim on the Daf here, they explain that the Gemara is just addressing what we just said a moment ago. Only olives and grapes is a problem, B'Di'evit, and not other things. And this is very hard to understand, because this is what the Gemara is asking. Why is there a difference between olives and grapes and other things? And we're trying to figure it out. We said one answer because of Toirach. Now the other answer is because there's not a lot of liquid. So what is Chizkiah saying over here? Therefore, Reb Chaim explains the different pshat. What the Gemara is talking about now is Bet Shammai Shita. Bet Shammai, the Mishnah said, the Trumas Atzmon Bahim. What does that mean? When you don't go and do Truma from olives on oil, you're not doing Truma for the oil. It's not put to the oil. But for the olives themselves, you do have Truma. The olives they took aside will not work for the oil, but they will work for the olives themselves. On this, Chizkiah says, that's only regarding the problem of olives to oil and grapes to wine. To the Chetchi, you shouldn't do it. But really, Mitzad Adin, you could do. It's Gzeir Derabon, as we just explained, not to be Toyrim from olives and oil. So therefore, if you did it, there, at the end of the day, the Trumas Atzoman, there's at least Truma for them, for the olives themselves. But regarding other things, for example, not to be turim in a chiyuv al aptur. You have a chiyuv truma, to be do truma on something which is already potter from truma, that you can't do. Do you say trumas atzom b'hem? Do you say at least the truma, the fruits that you did hold on to? Do you say that within them there is truma, at least there is truma, like we said in our Mishnah? Says Chizkiah, no. Only over here, which really should work for the whole thing, you say at least there's truma here. But if it's not supposed to work at all, it doesn't work even here. And that comes Rabbi Yochanan to argue. There's no difference. The same case will be when you have olives and you have grapes. He shall call it void. And also in every other case, if you did from Chiyuv and Ptur, at least you have Trumas Atzomehem in that case. Now, according with the Pshat Reb Chaim, we have a little bit of a doichak now, the next sentence of the Gemara, because the next sentence of the Gemara goes back, what we're going back to. We brought Reb Yochanan in the previous Amud that says that the reason olives and grapes you can't do, because it's a lot of work. You're going to give the Kohanim olives and grapes, they have to work very hard to process it. Says the Gemara, Chavrai b'shei abirchem, the friends said him abirchem on v'afilu al asar, even if they do it immediately. I mean, even if right away he does olives and grapes, then he processes them. So he's going to give the koyanim oil and wine. So maybe that should be okay. So the din is no. We said you cannot do truma from olives or from grapes. And even if you're going to process immediately, you still cannot do truma from them. Now Gor goes back to Beit Shammai. So Beit Shammai said, again, the truma is atzom behem. What does that mean? That means if he took olives and he did truma on oil, you say the oil is not nifter. But the olives that he has in his hands, part of it is truma on the olives. How does that work? The truma didn't work, so why do you have truma at least on the olives? So the Gemara explains, of Chananya, of Imi, b'Shabeichanon, Divrei Beit Shammai, Nasa Koimei, Reza Truma, Aleo, Ve'al Shalamato. Beit Shammai is saying, the way it works is, you're doing truma, you're doing a double truma. You're doing a truma for the fruits that you have right now, and you're doing truma also on the oil. You're doing it both. So that's why, if the oil didn't work, at least the truma on the fruits that you have in your hand did work. Because you have in mind to do both. Says the Gemara in Daf Yudamun Beis. Rav Chananya Sova Meimar Bimina. And I said, maybe that's only when you have olives and oil. So then you say you're doing it one shot, you're doing the oil, and you're doing also the olives themselves. But if it's an abimina, if it's two different meanings, you have olives and you have figs. So then I'm not saying that he's doing in one shot the figs below, and you're doing also the olives at the same shot. Amalev Zahiro, don't say that. He said this is truma. So you have pturim, whatever you have in your hand. In other words, even if it's two different meanings, it's not a problem because he's doing truma right now on the olives that he's holding on. And also what he wants to be part of, he's doing both. So the more understands, it's not a problem. Says the more of a shar chulim, one second. If I'm doing both, the more understands, especially if it's two meanings, you're doing it in two different stages. Stage one, you're part of the olives, and afterwards you want to be part of the figs. But if you did the olives, so the whatever is left from the olive is chulim. It's not tevel. The klal is, when can I do truma from one group of fruits to the other group of fruits? If they're both tevel, they're both not fixed. So then I take the first group and I say, this will be truma on the other group. But if one group is already fixed, that cannot be truma anymore. So here, if I had a group of olives, part of it became truma on the groups, then the rest is what? Chulim. You can't make that truma on the group of fixed. So that's what the Gemara is asking. The chulim portrait is a tevel? The chulim be portrait the tevel? It happens in one shot. He says, no, the way it works, it's they have a chalois in one shot. When I have truma in my hand, I'm not only doing truma b'nei ubei, between the two olives, but also between the olive and the figs at one shot. And what seems to be the chiddush, according to Chaim Shat in the Sugya, is the more understood that you could say that when we speak about olives and oil, which is the same min. But I talk about olives and figs, I could say in one shot, the chiddush is yes. I could say in one shot, I could in one action, I could do truma both on the olives in my hand and also on the figs that are down below. Says the Gemara of Chanino, Niri Madvoim, it looks that what Beit Shammai said is only Beit Shuma Gedoyla. Why? We're going to use the Gyusa of Chaim. Sheini Teles Me'oimit. You could take truma Gedoyla approximate. Min Teoraisa, in order to do truma, you could do the smallest amount. So although Chazal said you have to do 2%, you have to give truma, which is Echad Mechamishim, you don't have to do it direct, you could do it Me'umah, you could do an approximation. So therefore, if I have over here olives, and this olives are doing truma on the oil, and you're saying, listen, it doesn't really work, but at least the Minayu Bay, there's truma that's fixed, I don't know exactly how much goes on what, because I didn't measure it, it still works with truma, does work me'oimet, with approximation. Aval b'trumas ma'iser, but we talk about trumas ma'iser, which is the 10% they take out of the ma'iser, right? We give the Levi ma'iser, and he has to give 10% of that to the Kohen. And there has to be exact. Tzicho shetem etzum tzemes b'mido b'mishkol amini. It has to be an exact amount. Here, he didn't measure it. He took a group of olives to come and be part of the oil. You see, it doesn't work for the oil. Okay, so at least minei ubei, at least between the olives is going to work. But I never measured exactly how much it's going to work between the olives themselves. So there, Beit Shammai will not say trumas atzmon b'hem. We'll stop over here for this daf. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Yud.